Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What did you learn to love from your kid? What is something your kid was responsible for getting you into? Or maybe you got your parents into something when you were little. 206-803-ROCK. Now, old man Kenny got his mom into something.
Whoa!
A little bit. Wild for, yeah, somebody a little bit older.
I just saw it on the screen. I'm very excited to hear about this one.
We're going
to
chat with him in just a minute. But first, Juan from Maple Valley, what did you get your kid into, or what did you get your parents into?
No, my boy got me into bull riding.
Bull riding?
Yeah, he started bull riding when he was 10.
Did he, before doing the bull riding, did he do the thing with, like, where you ride sheeps?
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
At the fair.
Yes.
Mutton busting, yeah. That just came from him. I'm a city boy.
So
he likes the country. He likes the animals, all that.
So Juan, like, did he get you into bull riding as a spectator, or have you actually been bull riding?
Oh no, I'm not getting on top of one of those things. No,
man, Juan, you're not crazy like that. I agree. I just love that he saw the mutton busting.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad, I want to do that. I remember the first time I saw that at the fair. I had no idea what that was. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
No, put a helmet on that kid. Get them some protection. Yes. It is very stressful. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, what did you get your mom into?
Good morning, guys. I actually have two stories, and these are gospel. In 1980, I was 20. My mom was 50. I played on my brother-in-law's baseball team. Had a couple buddies on the team. And my sister, mom, they'd go out. And after the game one night, mom's always let me smoke weed upstairs. She'd keep that stuff upstairs. Anyways, we're partying, drinking beer. She is sitting on my buddy's lap and hit a bong with us.
What?
Yep. Okay, now flash forward. Flash forward to 1985. We're taking care of my wife's mom, who was 78, in Algona. I'm 35 and just had a neck fusion, right?
Okay.
So she kind of comes down the hall checking on me a couple days. I'm still in my neck brace and all that. And at 78 years old, she knew we smoked down there. She smoked a bowl with me, dude. She smoked a bowl with me at 78. Her brother still, well, he didn't believe it till the day he passed, but I know he knows now.
Okay, Kenny, I have to go back to the first time where she was sitting on your buddy's lap. Did your buddy invite her to sit on his lap, or did she just, like, post up and said, give me a hit from that bong?
She just popped up and was having fun, you know? I mean, hanging out with the Utes, bringing back her golden days or whatever. I mean, mom's was fun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great story. Hello, fellow kids. Can I smoke some of that marijuana with you?
I see you don't have a seat. May I borrow your lap? 206-803-ROCK. Brett from Tacoma, what did you learn to love from your kid, or what did you get your parents into when you were a kid?
Hello, good morning. So when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot, and I was into, like, more of the cartoons kind of scene. And I'm kind of the youngest. I'm only 27. But I watched Pokemon when I was a kid, and my mom, she wasn't really into these cartoons and stuff. So I kind of started watching these shows with her when I was a kid. And now as we got older, I started watching anime, which is Japanese cartoons. Yeah. And now she watches like these types of genres from Japanese to Chinese dramas and to Korean dramas. So I pretty much put her into that position. And now my whole family kind of fell into that place.
Wow. So, Brett, do you guys do like the Pokemon?
My family.
Do you guys do the Pokemon Go thing too?
I was in the time when Pokemon Go was a big thing back in 2020, when everyone was like going to various different places and where people actually took like whatever team you were to heart.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, up until like recently, I didn't know anything about Pokemon and any of that crap. Like, I was just like, what the hell is that? But Tatum recently is now into Pikachu.
Oh yeah.
And it starts drawing, and that's something I love, like, because she loves to draw. Now it reminds me, when I was a kid, I loved to draw as well. And it's so she's drawing Pikachu, and then she drew it. She's like, oh, that's the Pokemon. I didn't realize the Pokemon's like the circle thing.
That's like the little shell.
That's
thing?
A Pokeball.
Oh,
that's what they. That's God, what they. So dumb, that's what they Steve. Live in.
That's my daughter's fault. She clearly doesn't know Pokemon. She's a poser, a Pokemon poser.
206-803-ROCK. Justin from Roy, what did you get your parent into?
Hey, good morning. So when I was young, my dad was in and out of jail a lot. He had a 5-year stint. He got out when I was 10. He was turning his life around. He was really into like Christian music and was trying to set himself straight. But I had asked him for the latest Disturbed album, 10,000 Fists had just come out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't listen to that. That's demonic and devil music. And I was like, Dad, you don't understand. You just got to try it. So he finally came and got it for me and turned him around, complete 180, total metalhead now.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And I'm sad to hear about the plot twist after he heard. He decided to get back into a life of crime. No, I'm kidding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.